Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
I personally spend a lot of time talking about AI and technology. I like to watch this stuff. Sometimes I think, and I've kind of changed over time, and this story I'm going to share with you is a good example of me sharing my initial thought and showing you how it changed. For the longest time, I thought if we implement all this robot-esque technology into all of our day-to-day lives, eventually the robots are going to go kill the people and then the world's going to end. And I kept saying, oh, I see this in movies. I see it in, and sometimes it's fiction, but there are certain things about it that were really troubling. And I don't mean that because I was completely clueless. There's just certain things when people say, well, yeah, the computers can do whatever they want with some exceptions. They can't turn on people. I'm like, it's exactly what a computer would say. Why would it? Anyway, the reason I bring this up isn't to do that. But I'm going to go back a little bit and say maybe sometimes some people, myself included, don't have the vision to see why this would be beneficial. There's a story out of Hazleton about a new investment. $4.5 million. Over the next 10 years in Hazleton to start using drones as first responders. Your immediate reaction is probably, what? I mean, I'm speculating. Your first reaction is, what do you mean drones as first responders? It does sound crazy. What are the drones going to do? Well, here's the part that I just didn't connect the dots on, and I think it's actually pretty spectacular. If you care about the safety of officers, if you care about the people who might be stuck in these situations, this is a cool idea. Once this is launched, the idea is that these drones would be released to where 911 calls come in, and they'll be used not so much to be like, and then the drone shot the bad guy. That's not what we're talking about. That would go into like the whole sci-fi thing of like, but what if it turns on the good guy? That's not what's happening here. The drones would be released in certain situations, launched from City Hall, very Batman of them, but whatever. The drones would be launched from City Hall to stream live video of these scenes that are in duress, like first scenes where you need a first responder. What will they do? Again, they're not going to shoot the bad guys. They're not going to take out the bad guys, but they're going to provide situational awareness. Live video lets the drone see what's happening before officers arrive. Beneficial because the drone can see things like if the bad guy has a gun. The article, I believe, that was in the Citizen's Voice uses the example of like it was reported as a gun, but can the drone zoom in and see if it's a hammer versus a gun in a situation like that? If you get a report, it's a gun and the guy has got a hammer, two very potentially dangerous situations, but the danger level very different. And police then can show up. Real humans can show up and handle the situation very differently based off of that information. If the situation or the directions, they say like, you know, oh, it was at, 100 First Street. Oh, but hang on, we're there. We don't see it, but there is an incident. They can redirect police so they're not chasing around false leads. In some situations, and they use an example out of Chula Vista, California. I guess there have been times where they've used it out there where they realize the issue that was originally called in is not an issue. It is either a false report or the situation's already under control and they don't even have to send resources like live officers out to check the scene. If there is no problem, there is no reason to send. So that's pretty cool, in my opinion. Is it worth the investment? 4.5 million? I don't know. That I can't tell you. If you value the life of people, we talked about that. There was a story a few months back where the officers showed up and got ambushed. There's been a couple stories like that. Can you imagine situations where they would not only know there was a someone there waiting, like lying in wait with a gun, but where they were? Can you imagine that? How great that would be? How many lives that potentially could save? I think it's so cool. And I think this is, I'm not saying every part of Northeastern Pennsylvania should dump this kind of money in, because let's be honest, we don't have that kind of money. But I'm happy to see it being implemented somewhere. Let Hazleton try this thing out. Let's see how it works. If it does save lives, if it does save money in the long term, maybe it's an investment in something we see moving forward for the rest of the state. Or do you think it's a bunch of crap? Big waste of money. Just hire more humans to be police officers. You can tell me what you think. If you think it's garbage, I'm fine listening to you. I mean, we can have that disagreement. It's not that heated of an issue, let's be honest here. But I'm just admitting, I thought this was crazy until I started reading some of the details. It's amazing what you can learn by following up and kind of changes your perspective on these things.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.